Hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to a Wiffle Juice presentation called Sippin' Coffee with Bert. I'm host Carl Coffee. With me is my co-host, Skylar Bert. How you doing, Skylar?
Hey, Carl. I'm good. How are you, man?
Good, man. Not too long ago, we talked on Holy Commutes. You DM'd me and said, let's do a show together. And I said, you know what? You're an up-and-coming Wiffle superstar. That's the only kind of person I would do a show with. So this is episode one. Welcome.
Thanks, Carl. I don't know if I'd say superstar, maybe up and coming, but I don't know about superstar, but I appreciate the words, man.
So I've done a lot of Wiffle shows in the past. Too many to name. Main one, probably Two Wiffle Dudes. So since that was my most successful one, I'm going to kind of model it after that, maybe with less guests. There's a main segment and a short segment. So how many shows will we be doing? I don't want to give a number. If I had to guess, during the hot Wiffle months, maybe two a month. During the slow months, maybe once a month. We'll see how it goes. You might get too big for this show, and you might do your own thing and kick me to the curb, right?
I don't know, Carl. Well, I guess we'll have to see what happens, man.
Oh, yeah. All right. Enough blabber. Our big segment is we're going to be talking about Adderall. So we don't have a guess. We're talking Adderall. Our small segment, South Texas Wiffle Open. In case you didn't know, Skylar Bert is from the great Wiffle state of Texas. It's a big state, but they haven't always been a Wiffle power player, but they are now. So the South Texas Wiffle Open, Skylar Bert, tell me about the format. Tell me about the prize. What do you got?
All right, so the South Texas Wiffle Open down in South Padre. Whiskey Ducks, those guys are going to be hosting a tournament for us down there. It's a double elimination format with a three-game guarantee. It's a $50 entry fee. Prizes-wise, it's a little different than normal. There's no trophy, no cash, no nothing like that. Down there, they're doing it different. It's Texas. We do our own thing, baby. That's how we do it. So first and second place are jerseys. First place are the full sub jerseys, and second place are the half sub jerseys. So you come out there, you win, and you leave with new jerseys for your team, so you're set, ready to go. So now you either got a new set for the season, or you got an alternate set, whatever you want to do with it. Third place, though, that's going to be some drawstring bags that they got going down there. And then the same thing for the Constellation. Prizes are going to be your drawstring bags as well. I think they got like 20 or 30. I can't remember the exact number on that, but they got about 20 or 30 drawstring bags they're going to give out too. So they've got a lot of prizes. It's the first one they've ever done. Whiskey Ducks are kind of they're a newer team. I mean, they got a year under their belt. They went up there to UWIFS, got smacked. Act didn't do that well. I think they were on here with you at one point, Carl, and I think y'all predicted it and got it right. So whoever bet money on that, money. But, yeah. But, yeah, that's what those guys got going. But Jason and James are cool dudes. Pretty good, awesome guys. So if anyone's listening to this, I think you have until the 19th or the 20th. I can't remember. But if you hit one of those guys up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they can definitely get you some more details on that if you want to get a team in and whatnot for it.
All right, real quick, give me an underdog team. Not a lot of people know about who you think could make some noise.
I'm going to give you the underdog of the underdog of the underdog because no one knows anything about this team. It's the Houston Aces. All we know is they're basically a bunch of high school guys from Houston, and they're going to be playing. And that's about it that anyone knows. So it'll be really interesting to see. They're traveling. So, you know, that's always something to take into account too. But, you know, if the young high school guys that are coming out to the game like this, it's always interesting to see how they adapt from playing baseball mainly to just playing wiffle ball like this against guys that just play wiffle ball now since we're too old to play baseball.
How cocky is it to call themselves the Aces? That's a lot of cockiness. They're pretty confident, huh?
That's a bold move right there, I'll tell you that. Come out to Texas and call yourself the Houston Aces.
I've seen teams do it, and they couldn't even pitch.
What I'm saying. Hey, this is a medium pitch format, too, so if you're going to be the Aces in a medium pitch tournament, you better bring it. Nah. And if they hear this, if they hear this, that'll be funny, because I'll see them. I'll be out there. But, you know, if you're going to be the Aces, bring it. Come on. But I give them I'm saying they're the underdog, though, for sure, in this, because no one knows anything about them.
You know, I want this show to make some household names out there, not just with Texas, but throughout the country. But right now, focusing on Texas, big name players. Who is competing in this that we might have heard of, or someone who you think will become a household name?
Well, if you don't already know the household name of Texas, when it comes to legends of wiffle ball, when it comes to the guy that's probably brought at least 100 players to the game of wiffle ball, the guy that's probably, if records were being kept, probably leads the state in home runs, batting average, strikeouts. I mean, it's Rick Sperling. And he'll be out there. He's playing with the Burt's Bats team. So, you know, Rick's more of a fast pitch pitcher. So medium pitch, he doesn't really pitch. But when it comes to fielding and hitting, I mean, it's fun to watch. The dude, I mean, Rick's in his 40s. And the dude just moves like a 20-year-old still. And the dude can flat out hit a wiffle ball no matter where it is. So it's always fun to watch Rick play too. And it's always fun, you know, Father Time miss somebody every once in a while and let him get through like that to, you know, reach that age and be able to still be that competitive. Because, you know, when he's playing fast pitch too, last year when he played with me, I watched him throw a perfect game in a pool play game. So that was really cool to see too. Like I said, this is medium pitch, so I'm not really going to see Rick pitch. But when it comes to hitting, I mean, you'll know when he's hitting kind of thing. Another guy we got out there is Mike Silva. I'm a big fan of Mike Silva. He usually plays for the Whiskey Ducks. He's a left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter, great fielder, just around great dude, too. The dude can flat-out hit, too. I mean, he's a really good pitcher. He's got a slider that I know of that's pretty good. Slider and a cutter, so they're both a little bit vary, so that can really catch guys. And down here in Texas too, a lot of times, or at least for this tournament and most tournaments, you play the caught looking rule. So if you take it and it hits the zone, then it's an automatic strikeout. So that gets a lot of guys like that. And Mike can flat out crush a wiffle ball. I've seen him hit balls way out at Cedar Park, so it'll be kind of cool to see him hit at his home park too, because he's from that area. The Whiskey Ducks aren't putting a team in, so all their players broke off and brought their own team. So Mike is a Whiskey Duck normally, but he'll be playing with I think it's the GSG Sportswear team, and he's the captain of that as well. So that's one guy to definitely be on the lookout for, at least in Texas and maybe up and coming on the national stage. And then the last guy I got for you, the Sandlot Sluggers captain, G. He's another guy too where it's like, dang. He can still move. He can still field. He can still hit. He can still pitch. And, you know, he's an animal. He won the Home Run Derby last year in Texas, so the dude can hit and hit anything. He's normally a Whiskey Duck as well. Sometimes he bounces around between some teams, but normally he's a Whiskey Duck. So it'll be interesting to see him, too, hit his home park, too, because he's from that area as well. So those are kind of my big three for this tournament to keep your eye out for when it comes to that.
And finally, quickly, let's just do top two here. Top two, Skylerbird, Texas Wiffle Expert, South Texas Wiffle Open. You and Tim Dean, you're doing great things down there. Who are your one and two teams?
No particular order, GSG Sportswear and Burt's Bats. Championship game.
All right, he knows what he's talking about. Skylerbird, Carl Coffee, episode one of Sippin' Coffee with Bert. That's a play on our last name. Sipping coffee, my last name, with Bert, your last name. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, so, topic Adderall. This is risky. First topic, our first show. We didn't even have a pilot. Just throwing it out there. We're not having a big name guest. We're talking Adderall. Why? Because I think it's really become a mainstay in the sport. And Bert, I have to ask you, you're a lot younger than I am. Do you have any personal experience with Adderall?
I mean, I've taken it in college, and I've taken it before for some jobs. I haven't taken it a long, long time. Never took it for wiffle ball. Never, nothing like that or anything. Yeah, just really for like finals tests or like, you know, you get in the busy season, you're grinding at work for a while and you're just really tired, but you're still trying to go to work. So, you know, you kind of take that to really get through the day or whatever. That's really all it was for.
Fair. All right, I believe you. And give you superhuman powers or what?
I mean, when I was studying, it definitely made me super focused, but I'd have to make sure I'd stay studying because sometimes I'd be like, all right, I studied for 5 hours. I'm going to take a, you know, 30-minute video game break, and then I play video games for, you know, for like 7 or 8 hours. I'm like, oh, crap. Or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, you can definitely get locked in really easy, and you can kind of feel like I've done manual labor before a long time ago when I was young and just starting out, and I took it sometimes with that, and you could at least feel like you could lift it a lot easier than what you could normally lift something with. But then the next day, you feel so dead.
Okay.
From it.
2006. This, I think it was just a new thing. My ADHD friend had some. He said, try this. And my last semester of college, and this is going to be a way big throwback. I took more than he recommended. He said, take a quarter of the pill. I take a whole pill, and I was up all night perfecting a MySpace page, running a lot of miles, went to class early, and I treated class. I remember my 7:50 class like a stand-up comedy session. It was a crazy experience because I didn't really drink or do anything at the time. So it was the first time my brain or anything has been manipulated, and it was crazy. And I could have chased that high, and I see why people like it. But so my personal experience with it is from a long time ago. And then I started to really learn about it because, you know what, Skyler? I love obscure sports. I do. After high school, I really got into disc golf. And then I got into competitive beer pong and then wiffle ball. But you don't have to drink in beer pong. They use water in the cups. There's a World Series in Vegas with a $50,000 prize. And all of a sudden, the players became robots because everyone was just popping an Adderall. It used to be kind of a fun, you know, you drink a little bit, and then people were just kind of taking Adderall, and it changed the game, stopped doing it. Plus, I was getting a lot older. So I'm not going to completely say I stopped playing competitive pong because of Adderall, but I think it ruined the sport. So now I'm in this other sport, wiffle ball, and I think it has to be talked about. But I'm going to ask you some questions about it because I want to know if I'm out of touch. I really do. I could be. I'm in my late 30s. You're how old? 24?
25. But in 2006, was that 15 years ago? I would have been 10.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Okay.
So.
Dating myself. Yeah. But anyway. Nah. Okay, so you're in Texas, which is a lot different than the competitive East Coast wiffle. So you may not be totally an expert on it, but I have to ask, do the players you know, you play with, anyone, do they talk about using Adderall?
No, not really. For the most part, you hear it sometimes. I've heard it just from like a few guys. But no, not really. Not a lot down here. Or if the guys are taking it, they don't say anything, you know. And but no, no one really talks about it that much. I don't hear too much talk about it down here in Texas.
Fair, I didn't think so. And with competitive pong, yeah, you play for money, not life changing money, but often $5,000, $10,000. Like I said, there's that $50,000 tournament. So there's money to be made, and in wiffle ball, there's not a lot of money to be made. You could have a nice weekend. A good weekend, I thought, in wiffle ball would be, you know, making the money back that you spent getting there on your travel, your food. But there's some money in the sport right now, Skyler. There really is. So much so.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a $10,000 first prize in Vegas this year. And not exactly sure what the U whiffs, but Mall has money tournaments every 2 weeks, it seems like. So anyways, so I'm going to ask you another question. Straight up, do you think it's fair if people are using Adderall to help them win in wiffle ball?
Absolutely. I mean, no, it's not. It's not fair at all. because it can be used as a a performance enhancer.
There it
and
is.
That's what it's being that's what it's being used at as in wiffle ball as a performance enhancer at this point. And if you look at all other sports, major sports at least, and across the NCAA level as well, Adderall's banned unless you have a doctor's note or a prescription or those kind of the actual steps to have Adderall, than just taking it for say a game or a performance enhancer type situation. So no, it's not a fair situation at all to go up against somebody that is using Adderall compared to someone that's going out there and just playing natural. It's a tough situation too with that whole thing right there. So, but it's not a fair situation at all to anyone that has to go up against them.
So how would you feel? Someone is legally allowed to use it, to help them focus. Are you okay with someone using it then?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you go to the doctor, but at the same time too.
Yeah.
Is it needed? It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to get that, and all you gotta do is say you can't focus, do some stuff, go see the right doctor, pass whatever test you have to pass, mm-hmm. and you probably can get it if you really want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they're legitimately using it to focus because they have ADD or ADHD, then yeah, no, I'm totally okay with that. It's being used in the correct way at that point, and that's just part of their life at that point,
Yeah, and I mean, there's no way it will ever be policed or enforced or anything in wiffle ball, but I think it could do damages another way. I could, draw people away from the big money tournaments or the sport in general. Right now, we're at a time in the sport where we are very united, and there's leagues popping up all over the place thanks to MLW. There are competitive fast pitch tournaments thanks to Maul. So what I'm saying now, it doesn't really matter, but it could matter someday. What if the same people and the same teams are always playing and winning? It could draw people away. Do you see that happening?
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
It will be for sure on that. I don't know if I see it happening, because I really haven't thought about it like that, Carl. To be honest with you, I haven't. That's a good way to think about it. It's a different way to think about it, because I haven't thought about it like that. I don't know if it's going to draw people away or bring people in, because at the same time, you could get the players that are using to bring in other players that are using, which who knows what that could do. It could damage the sport. It could better the sport. I don't know. Or you could get some guy that says, you can get a bunch of guys that go in there and go, okay, that team's been winning for 4 or 5 years, and are they on something, or are they doing something? Let's go beat them and show them we can do it natural or whatever, So it could go either way on that for sure, but I don't know. I haven't thought about it like that.
No, I don't know either.
I haven't thought about that one.
And Skyler, right now it's not going to be an issue, and maybe it never will be, and like I said, there's money to be made, but a lot of people, the teams that don't think they're going to win, they still want experiences. And Vegas is doing the $1,000 buy-in tournament. You're not going to get a scrub team to throw down the $1,000. So
no.
So it's a little bit like, okay, I might be just way out of line here, way out of touch. It's just, I've just been hearing rumblings here and there about how it's kind of got into the sport a little bit. So now we've already talked about age difference. You made me feel real bad about how old you were in 06. So just be honest with me. My feelings won't be hurt. I'm really not, I'm an old millennial, born in 82. So on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being, okay, shut up, boomer. You're sounding really old and out of touch here. 1 being, Crow, someone's bringing this up, and I'm glad someone like you is actually doing it, because it could be a problem. So How out of touch am I with Adderall and Wiffle being any sort of big deal?
You know, I'd say you're probably about a four.
You're being nice.
No, I mean, I haven't thought about it until we talked about it, you know, to plan this and everything and go over it. And then I did some research and looked into it and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know. It's definitely out there. It definitely is. But it's definitely something that's quiet because wiffle ball is not a big sport at the same time, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's because no one wanted to say anything and here we are, you know, talking about it finally, or it's just because no one just knows what's going on at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, no, I'd say about a four on that. You're not that bad on this week.
All right, that's all my questions about Adderall, but I have to ask if you have anything else you want to say about it.
No, not really, man. Just if someone is using it or something like that, just be safe, really, at the end of the day, because it is a dangerous drug. It is a controlled substance, you know, stuff like that. I looked up all the harmful stuff. I'm not going to go over it on this podcast because there's a bunch of crap and whatnot. But, you know, just be safe and know what you're doing, I guess, is the best I could say.
All right. So just like that, we boom right through that topic. South Texas Wiffle Ball, the Open Tournament, and Adderall. So, you, we talked before, you're in the bat game, and there's a lot of bats to be bought. I won a bat from another Texan, Tim Dean, and you would sell your own kind of bats, and we all talked about that. I'm about to bring it up again. So, we have some extra time. I'm not going to do this every episode because it would get kind of old, but tell the listeners how they can buy a one-of-a-kind Burt bat.
All right, so Burt's Bats, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Burt's, B-U-R-T-S, B-A-T-S, Bats. I think some of them you may have to put the apostrophe between the T and the S, some of them you don't, I can't remember. Check us out on there. We're uploading pictures right now. I think we just have a couple. I think my wife is actually right now working on some that are going to be going up soon. She does a lot of that for us and whatnot. She's awesome. She knows a lot more about social media than I do. So that's awesome. But go ahead and check us out on there. Follow us, DM us on either any of the platforms, and we'll get with you. Like I said, we're still uploading pictures, but if you want to see the pictures, go ahead and DM us. Let us know. We'll send you pictures through there right now, and then we'll work through there right now. We are working on getting a website and all that set up. We still are in the beginning with all this too. So right now we're just kind of doing the DM and all that, and we'll work you through that process through there. But check us out on there. We got 7 bats right now that are available. Yeah, 7 bats right now that are available, sorry. Trying to figure out how many we haven't released yet. But we got another 3 that are on the way this year, hopefully. Two, so that'll get us to 10 by the end of the year. We also got other merchandise like hats, shirts, hoodies, flask, beer mugs, beanies, and a couple different types of shirts on there as well. So just check us out on there, and then we'll get you to the rest of it from there.
That's Skylar Burt from Burt's Bats fame. And listen, you know, this is episode 1. We'll get in a better groove. I feel like I was a little rusty there. But we'll get some chemistry going. I think this show could make it because of people like Skylar Burt. Like I said, up-and-coming Wiffle superstar. That's a name I'm latching on to. I'm not just saying that, Skylar.
I appreciate it, Carl.
You're the guy.
I appreciate it.
All right, so...
You're with the legend.
No, stop it. Listen, how do we listen? This is going to be on, obviously... National Wiffle, that's where all the podcasts are. I think we're getting close to 30,000 downloads. And a lot of great shows on there. Shows kind of die a little bit through Wiffle season because everyone's playing. They're focusing on doing other things besides making podcasts. But we'll pump out podcasts, Skylar. And, you know, I'm okay doing 2 to 3 a month during the Wiffle season. And I love hearing topics on the Wiffle Juice. You DM me, you reply to a tweet. You want to be on a show, you're interesting. You'll come on. I like keeping the shows between 25 to 40 minutes. because man, I know about attention span. You guys know how to listen. So thank you, Skylar Burt, for, you know, talking me into this show. I think it's going to be great. I think we can hit some hard-hitting topics. We can. We have great perspective. A Midwesterner, a Texan, and we both follow the sport, right?
Yes, sir.
Any last words?
Hey, the pleasure is all mine, Carl, with this show. I'm excited to get it done. Also, if you guys want to DM us at Facebook, at Burt's Bats, too, about any ideas, topics that you want to be on the show, too, let us know on there, too, and we can work with you as well.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's knock out a show or two again in this month of May. For Skylar Burt, I'm Carl Coffey. We'll talk to you next time. Stay safe out there. See you.